on a very, very foggy morning at Randwick. John O'Shea, good morning to you back there.
Good morning, Andrew. Morning, Duff.
You wouldn't have seen too much this morning, mate.
No, they work fantastic, the horses.
Never gone better.
Yeah. Hey, superstitions are a strange thing. Some believe in them and some don't. And yeah, I think that you've made a decision to stay and watch Pretty in Pink back in Sydney.
I worked all right last Sunday, Andrew, so thought we'd stick with the same process, mate.
Well, all of a sudden she's emerged on the scene looking a good chance, John.
Well, Dove, I always sort of had this race in mind for her. It's just a matter of how we got her into the race. And I think that it's a very open year. And, you know, those three-year-olds, particularly fillies down in the weights, with good Group 2 form in Sydney, are traditionally been very competitive in the race, you know.
She maps pretty well here.
Well, she will. She'll obviously be a lot further back this week than what she was last week because, you know, I think we just rode her out of her comfort zone a little bit last week to get the job done. But Robbie's a more conservative rider and he'll have the opportunity to probably be three or four pairs back on the fence. And I'd have no problems following Dispatch because it's, albeit it's probably some query at the trip, it'll get you to the furlong anyway.
John, just with her, you had her entered for two races, I think, last Saturday, and you ended up going to the Morton Cup with a better barrier, I think. Were you always hopeful of making this race?
Oh, mate, I was always going to run her in the Morton until Fedgino had another runner in the race, and then
right.
We then sort of had to, you know, politically play the right hand in terms of giving both horses a chance, depending upon their gates. And when she drew so poorly in the other race, it was a fait accompli that she ran in the Morton.
How fast can she go? Look, she's no private steer yet, but she's on her way.
Yeah, she's got a good record, though. And I think the difference between her and a lot of other participants in the race is that she doesn't have the convictions, you know. So we always thought quite highly of it, and that was evidence of the performances in the spring. You know, look, she's a good sort of serious Group 2 horse, and, you know, on a day, it wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility that she could love a Group 1.
Yeah, you've scratched a couple in Sydney, but Southern Lad in race 6 is ready to win. He's 2 for 2 on the soft.
Yeah, he's been crying out for a bit of jar out of the track and a decent gate, and he gets both those things today.
Kaepernick, usually pretty good fresh.
Yeah, he's great fresh, mate, but the ground's probably going to be not suitable to him today. You know, in reflection, last week probably was better ground for him, but I just was hoping to get a little bit better gate, and he didn't get that, and he didn't get good ground today. So, but he'll go around all the same.
And Burdebeck, he's been work in progress, Burdebeck, but there might be something for him this prep.
Yeah, no, mate, I think once he gets to 10 furlongs, he'll be fine. I thought he was his best first up run for us was last week, last start. So each preparation he's got significantly better. You know, down on the weights today, getting up in trip, he'll be very competitive. I suppose his finishing position will be dependent upon the tempo, you know.
All right, well, mate, good watching. I hope the filly's flying and I've got to go up there and accept the trophy on your behalf.
Well, I couldn't think of anyone better, Andrew.
All right, mate, good luck. Hope everything works out.
Cheers now.